I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Mali's latest violence underscores an urgent need for regional stability. Twin attacks on Sunday killed five soldiers and wounded five more. Political chaos and civil unrest are Mali's newest challenges, but they're not the biggest threat. Extremist violence is up 250% in West Africa since 2018. If political leaders can't stabilize Mali, it could go the way of Libya, spreading extremist violence and instability to neighboring countries in Europe. Open Door senior analyst Ilya Jadi says Christians have a lot to lose.
Churches have become a clear target. That's why it's very worrisome. And all these states have something in common. They are all fragile states. Military speaking, they are not able to deal properly with this insurgency. So let's pray for political leadership. Pray also for a Christian minority.
And China's rolling back some of its COVID-19 prevention efforts as the country looks for a new normal. Although the political and health climate will make re-entering missions difficult, organizations like China Partner are eager to get back into routine. But China Partner's Eric Berkland says not everything coming out of a pandemic looks bleak.
Many of the registered churches were always depending on people just to come to their church building, you know, so they would do Sunday morning service, and that's how they did ministry. Well, now they're not able to do that anymore, so they had to rethink as well. So most of these pastors have become quite good in front of a camera.
It's part of a trend we're seeing from the global body of Christ. Pandemic-inspired tech solutions that are going to stick around even after the danger has passed. Pray that God would continue to use this tragic situation to further his kingdom. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.